interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, the Coyote Ugly Saloon had a Coyote Ugly situation after midnight Sunday morning. A number of people were knocked out in the parking lot, and one customer got stabbed in the back. When deputies showed up, I think this is in Texas or Florida, one of the two. I guess the Coyote Ugly is a franchise. You got Coyote Uglies around the country. When deputies showed up, they found multiple people unconscious in the parking lot with facial injuries. These people weren't passed out drunk or anything. Investigators say they don't know what started the brawl, but a 24-year-old man has been locked up for the stabbing because he stabbed a guy in the back. He says he was coming to the aid of his woman. This particular Coyote Ugly Saloon stays open until 4 a.m.
Everything gets ugly at 4 in the
people
morning.
People walking out of a bar at 3:59 a.m., look out.
Yeah. Down in Florida, South Florida, Miami-Dade County, there's a guy that's in some trouble. He robbed a victim at gunpoint outside of Wendy's because the victim, refused to buy him some chicken nuggets. See, this dude is sitting in his car at the Wendy's, and he's getting ready to get out. This is Thursday night, and go inside, get some chicken nuggets. Well, he's going to go inside and get whatever he's going to get. And as he gets out of his car, here comes 34-year-old John Earl Taylor. And he says, "Hey, man, you want to buy me some chicken nuggets?" And he says, "I only got enough money for myself," and then proceeds on into the store. Well, when he came back out, the guy was still waiting for him, and this time pulled out a gun, stole his car and his keys, his car, and a cell phone, I think it was, jumped in the car, and the guy was fearing for his life. He held on to his nuggets, but he gave him up the car and every other stuff, and the guy took off. The guy calls the cops the next morning. They find this guy's parked in an illegal parking spot. Chase ensues. He ends up going to jail, but robbed a guy outside the Wendy's because he wouldn't buy him chicken nuggets.
Should have got me those chicken nuggets, man. And then in Florida, a wife figured she knew her husband was cheating. How did she know her husband was cheating? Well, because of the haircut. The wife got arrested for intentionally plowing into her husband's car. She did it because he got that haircut, which she viewed as highly suspicious. She could tell he was cheating with that haircut, 41-year-old wife. She knew all about her man. This is the third time she's been arrested in alleged violence toward her husband, all of it stemming from her suspecting that he's been cheating on her. She got mad on June 13th when she saw her husband come home with a fresh haircut and said he was ready to go out. And had to go to dinner at the Bonefish Bar and Grill. And you're not invited is pretty much what he said to his wife. So he comes home with a fresh haircut, with dinner plans, doesn't say who he's taking, and tells his wife she can't go.
She's got a bonefish to pick with that.
She responds by banging her Cadillac SUV into his Mercedes. And she also threw his phone into the toilet. And that pretty much put an end to his plans for the evening.